The Principality Stadium in Cardiff Arms Park. And now he's through the cricket ground, the swing set, so far down to here. And he's got a lot more positive
vede na chladný mramorový trh z mrzlinárny. Tam, kde se očekáváte město Víra, v němž Jaroslav Stránský měl víkendovou chatu, kde někdo úmyslně rozpořil. Jaroslav Stránský úřad
koncem července 1948. Na rozdíl od Blatného je na emigraci dobře finančně i jazykově připraven a hlavně osud bývalého brněnského známého mu rozhodně není lhostejný.
Takže když si po jedné schůzi ústavu generál Miroslav postěžuje, že jeho penzion neprosperuje, jak očekával, začne Stránský hovor na potenciálního klienta, za kterého by byl ochoten přinejmenším nějaký čas hradit nájemné. Na konkrétních podmínkách se pak už domluví snadno. A scéna pro brněnského básníka je uchystána.
Ivan Blatný nakonec strávil v Glebry Hospital skoro 2,5 roku, přesně 889 dní. Je to delší doba, než jakou potřeboval k napsání i vydání paní Jitřenky a Melancholických procházek, tedy knih, které udělali z nadaného chlapce jednoho z nejoblíbenějších českých básníků. A je to bezmála toho času, kvůli uplynulé odpadce války až kulminu 1948. Kdy všechny děje schořely na popel.
Dobrý večer. V tuto chvíli posloucháte společné vysílání Radiožurnálu a Českého rozhlasu Plus. Jen pár vteřin nás dělí od konce roku 2021. Za chvíli nás jižní zvony z chrámu svatého Víta přivedou do nového roku 2022.
Stephen Gerrard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Jim White and Simon Jordan. This morning from 10 on TalkSport. With Selco, it's where the trade go.
Think you could pick a horse to finish in the top 3, 4, or even 5? How about 6 or 7 races in a row? Play Coral's Racing Super Series, our free-to-play horse racing game where you could win a share of this week's guaranteed prize pot worth £25,000. Racing Super Series, from Coral. 18 plus online and mobile, one each per customer per game. Select your selected horse, take each of the selected races to win a share of the cash prize pool. Entries after start time, the first race will not be eligible. Full season fees at coral.co.uk when the fun stops.
I can't seem to get my temperature to go down.
I'm with an elderly gentleman, and he doesn't know where he is.
I've got pain in my side.
NHS
111, how can I help? We never know who's driving, but we know we can help. NHS 111 call handlers help people get the urgent care they need. If you want a job to be proud of, answer the call. Search NHS 111 jobs today. We are the NHS.
Right, that's C.
Okay.
And that's G. Now you try.
Like this.
Oh, Dee hasn't just nailed the guitar lesson. She's only gone and cinched it. Just like she cinched her motor. There's over 1,000 cars added every week. And only the highest quality cars make the cut. So you can be certain you've absolutely cinched it. Here, we should do a song together. Buying a car? Don't just nail it, cinch it.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Zork Sport. Powered by fans. Zork Sport.
The way we celebrate the new year tonight is likely to depend on whereabouts in the UK we are, with warnings thousands of people could descend on England where COVID rules are more relaxed. But lateral flow tests are being encouraged before socialising, despite the current shortage. Edinburgh's Hogmanay has been cancelled, as are the London Main fireworks. But the Mayor Sadiq Khan seemed to suggest they'll be the best ever celebrations. He encouraged people not to go and look for them. This family came from California especially.
This is our first trip to London, and we did come to see the fireworks for New Year's. We were very excited about it.
We're going to be on a boat with a lot of sweets.
The only part we noticed busy as always is probably the Piccadilly Circus.
Meanwhile, there have been another record number of coronavirus cases in the UK. Nearly 190,000 have been reported in the latest 24-hour period. A 15-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a teenager in Croydon in London last night. Another boy was fatally stabbed in the Hillingdon area an hour later, making it the worst year on record for teen homicides in the city. Hollywood actress Betty White has died at the age of 99. The Golden Girls star passed away at her home this morning, just 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. The UK has seen its warmest New Year's Eve on record, beating the previous high set in 2011. Temperatures hit 15.8 degrees Celsius in Somerset this afternoon. Craig Snell from the Met Office explains why it's been such a mild day.
Since Boxing Day, what's been happening across the UK is we've been tapping into some really warm air from kind of around the Azores, the central parts of the Atlantic. Even this time of year, it's still pretty warm now, and we've been this conveyor belt of warm weather spread right across the UK, and that's really why we've been these mild temperatures.
Forecasters expect there'll be heavy rain across much of the UK through the night. Newcastle's Premier League game against Southampton on Sunday has been postponed because of a COVID outbreak. It's the second match to be called off this weekend following Norwich against Leicester City. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gove.
On AM, on DAB, on the app, and on your smart speaker.
Majestic's New Year's Eve party.
How did he squeeze that in?
On TalkSport.
We love the rain.
and welcome to the TalkSport New Year's Eve party with myself, Majestic, and former Newcastle and Crystal Palace midfielder Darren Ambrose. We won't mention the Greek team, Darren. Loads coming up for you tonight as well, bringing the new year in style. We'll have our alternative end of year awards. We're going to pick our team of the season and make some bold predictions for next year, and we'll test our memory and knowledge in our end of year sports quiz. You normally batter me at quizzes, Dad, so I'm hoping tonight it goes a bit different. And as well as that, we'll be playing some of our favourite songs from the past year to keep the party atmosphere going right through till 1 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Majestic. I'm with Darren Ambrose, and this is the New Year's Eve party on TalkSport. That's why I imagine Dad's back in your radio for a New Year's Eve party.
It's been a while, mate.
It's been forever. First of all, congratulations. You've had a new one.
I have. A new boy. I think he's 12 days old now.
You've got a five-a-side team now.
I've got a five-a-side. I always wanted a five-a-side team, and now I have. When I had the four kids, I thought, I can include myself in that. Yeah. Now I'm on the bench.
You're on the bench. Yeah. Bench.
Oh, no, it's going well, thank you.
A nice Christmas?
Really nice. Yeah, really nice. Chilled. Obviously, Christmas Day chilled. The little one didn't get up too early, 6 or 7, but the rest of them, 9 o'clock. Like, it was fantastic.
Well,
so if we didn't have the little one, we'd have had a really nice lay-in. But no, all good. And then I've worked over the rest of it, which has been good for me.
Absolutely. Spending New Year's Eve with the Madman. You know, the Madge and Dad show's back on.
I wouldn't want nothing else, mate. Nothing else. And yourself, Christmas, all good?
Yeah, lovely, mate. It's like a nice bit of downtime. Obviously, going to New Year's for me is normally very hectic with DJing work and shows and whatnot. But to be here on TalkSport with you guys is absolutely thrilling. And we're going to give you a massive show over the next couple of hours and seeing, can you believe it, 2022.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm still coming to terms with it's not 2019.
I'm optimistic, I'm looking forward to it, but I've said this the last three New Years in a row, so hopefully there's something changes in the new year and we look forward to it.
New Year's Eve, when you was a football player, what was that like for you? Was it a bit different? Because I remember once upon a time, he got hammered for this tweet, right, really. About being a footballer, being indoors and, you know, remember us tonight when you're out partying. Yeah. You've got a big game. Did you have to stay indoors? Is it like you're told, no, you can't go out tonight?
You're told when you're young. You're told you grow up knowing that. Schoolboy error, by the way. Jack Grealish out tonight. Jack Grealish and then they potentially out tonight. But,
I'm meeting them after the show.
But no, listen, you can't tweet that. Rio is schoolboy error, actually, really. But Christmas was worse. Christmas was worse in terms of when you've got family and you've got kids and you have to go into the training ground and or stay in a hotel at night. But listen, it's your job. It's what you do. Like, you love to play football. I loved it. The New Year period, the Christmas period, games come thick and fast. If you, for instance, like Boxing Day, if you lose, you can't wait for the next game.
Yeah.
If you lose the 28th, you can't wait for the next game. If you win on the 28th, you can't wait for the next game. So I absolutely loved this period when I was a player. If you're out the team, there's a chance you get back in the team because there's injuries people pick up, fatigue that the people get. So, yeah, I loved it. But listen, it's an unwritten rule that you grow up and you know Christmas period, New Year period.
Focus.
You don't go out.
That's your business.
You focus. And if you're not focused, if you're not 100%, you get found out. You get found out and you get taken off or you don't start. And listen, there's going to be people breaking the rules. Of course there is. There always is with football clubs. But, you know,
it's confession time with Dr. Madge. Did you ever break the rules?
I didn't, no.
You don't seem like a rule breaker.
I wasn't a rule breaker in terms of... I've never been a big party goer.
Not even at the Greek team, Smyrna Fice?
Oh, I broke the rules all the time there. But they didn't understand, did they? They didn't understand what I was saying. So, no, it was brilliant.
Hello.
I've never been a big party goer. I think my first alcoholic drink was my wedding day.
Really?
Yeah, that was my wedding night. I needed it. Well, I said them words, I had to have a couple of drinks, but no, bless her. But like I said, I wasn't a big drinker. So up until I was 23, I was happy to not go out. And
Look,
there's family time more so for me. And I know you're the same, although you're obviously
what
you
do. Work,
yeah,
well.
You go to work, but to see your family and catch up, and you know, it's been a tough year for me this year. Obviously, I lost my